And now the Murray State Jazz Band will close their set with a great piece of Ellingtonia from the pen of Juan Tizol, featuring drummer Nick Seifert and Latin percussionist Phil Hudson, along with trumpeter Andrew Clark, tenor saxist Grant Ellington, trombonist Daniel Cup, and the French horn of Robert Cagle. Here is a new modern setting of Caravan. Thank you. Duke Ellington's Caravan, the Murray State University Jazz Band, under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill. We're broadcasting live from Murray State University's historic Lovett Auditorium, and we have a room full of very important persons, but I want to make a special welcome to the 12th president of Murray State University, Dr. Tim Miller, and our wonderful First Lady, Patsy. Please stand and be welcomed. And now, here's another dynamic duo, Dr. Trey and Dr. V.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to our political forum, Candidates on Parole. Now, here's your moderator.
In our studios tonight, we have a candidate for governor starting his campaign early, Mr. Willie Cheatham. He's from the law firm of We Cheatham and Howe. Mr. Cheatham, if you are elected, what will be some of the programs that you will initiate?
Well, thank you, Albert. I want to stamp out the number one killer of all people, regardless of age, sex, or religious beliefs.
You mean cancer?
No, it's not cancer, Bill.
Were you talking about heart disease?
No, Charles, I'm not talking about heart disease. I'm talking about the number one killer, natural causes. then we're going after number two. We're going to do it, Dave. We're going after the number two killer.
And what would that be?
Extended illness. Don't you keep up with obituaries in the Courier Journal?
I read them.
Does it ever bother you that everybody dies in alphabetical order like that?
I've always wondered about that, yeah. Let me ask you this. What's your position on AIDS?
Edward, I believe in moderation where that's concerned. Moderation.
Moderation?
Yes. Yeah, I don't care if it's lemonade, Kool-Aid, or orangeade. You drink too much, you'll get hurt.
Look, I'm not talking about drinks. I'm talking about the big challenge to our country today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I misunderstood you there. AIDS. I'm against it.
Against it?
I'm against it. I'm against foreign aid, domestic AIDS. What we need is Band-Aids. These taxes are bleeding us to death. That's what I think.
Well, mister, all successful politicians in the past have had some kind of catchy slogan so that people will remember them on election day.
That's
do you
right.
have one?
Yes, I do, George. My people have studied this, and we're looking at a couple of them. My favorite right now is, I like Ike. I like the sound of that.
Wait a minute, you can't use that. That was Dwight Eisenhower's.
Yeah, but it worked for him, didn't it?
Well, do you have any others?
Yes, I do, Hank. I think my favorite right now is, taken from Abraham Lincoln, really, you can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time, and that's good enough odds for Willie Cheatham. I stand behind that.
Do you have any others? You might need another one.
Well, actually I do, Jack. How about this? Clean mind, clean body, take your choice.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I hope not. But I will say, I know where I am. I love the people in this part of the country, and I know what's going on. I'd just like to say, I'm going out there to campaign. I want you to support me. Go Big Blue Racing Hilltopper Cardinals. Vote for Willie.
Willie Cheatham, ladies and gentlemen. And on back to our regular programming.
Oh, give a big hand for Bob Valentine and Bob McGahee, a.k.a. Dr. V and Dr. Trey. This is Mark Welch. You're listening to Swingin' to Spring live from the stage of historic and beautiful Lovett Auditorium. Right now, here's the MSU Blue Jazz Combo with Aaron Sparger of Belleville, Illinois on trumpet, David Crippen of Benton on tenor sax, Shea Pierce of Benton on trombone, Tyler Birch of Belleville, Illinois on guitar, Colton Burge of Mount Vernon, Illinois on bass, and Michael Holscher of Belleville, Illinois on drums. Here's Wayne Shorter's composition, Footprints.
Thank you.
That beautiful thing is called Footprints. The Murray State University Blue Jazz Combo featuring Dr. Todd Hill at the piano. This group just performed at the Kentucky Music Educators Conference and the famed Elmhurst College Jazz Festival, winning 5 Outstanding Soloist Awards. Again, this is a live broadcast from Murray State University's Lovett Auditorium. We're WKMS 91.3 Murray, 92.5 Paducah, and online at WKMS.org. Now we welcome to the stage the Murray State University Jazz Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill and graduate assistant Brandon McKinley. The Jazz Orchestra was recently recognized with a coveted Outstanding Big Band Performance Award at the Elmhurst College Jazz Festival, along with 7 Outstanding Soloists Awards. Here's a great swinger to open our next set. It's Horace Silver's up-tempo bop classic, Room 608. Morris Silver's Room 608. That featured Dave Crippen on tenor, Aaron Sparger on trumpet, and Zenon Garcia on drums. You know, all of the great big bands had great vocalists. And here is the outstanding singer for the MSU Jazz Orchestra, Mayfield's Emily Duff. She won a special commendation for this tune at the Elmhurst Jazz Festival. Here she is, along with clarinetist Will Brooks of Bloomfield on the great Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee swinger, Why Don't You Do Right? Emily Duff with the Murray State University Jazz Orchestra on Why Don't You Do Right, featuring Will Brooks on clarinet, live from the Murray State University stage of Lovett Auditorium. Now we're going to feature another outstanding graduate senior member of the Jazz Orchestra, guitarist Tyler Birch. Here's a composition that Mary Lou Williams wrote for one of the great Kansas City bands, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. That very band, with Mary Lou at the piano, performed on the Murray State University campus for a dance back in the 1930s. So this tune was probably heard across the way in the old Carr Health Building's gymnasium for a student dance. Here's Tyler Birch on guitar with Big Jim Blues. Thank you. It's graduating guitarist Tyler Birch with some assistance from trombonist Shea Pierce, Big Jim Blues, composed by Mary Lou Williams. Now we're going to feature a young man who will be student teaching in the fall, string bassist Colton Birch of Mount Vernon, Illinois. This composition was written by Duke Ellington to feature his outstanding bassist, Chattanooga native Jimmy Blanton. With Dr. Hill assisting at the piano, here's our version of the classic 1941 Duke Ellington, Jimmy Blanton duet, Pitter, Panther, Patter. They deserve a big hand. Colton Burge on the bass, Dr. Todd Hill at the piano. Pitter, Panther, Patter. I'm Mark Welch. You're listening to Swing into Spring on WKMS from the historic stage of Lovett Auditorium on the Murray State campus. In a moment, we'll return to the award-winning MSU Jazz Orchestra. But right now, here are a few words from those masters of mayhem, Drs. Trey and V.
It's night in a city that never sleeps, but dozes almost all the time. In a world of violence that needs protection, one man is hiding behind his desk. He's Sam Shovel, Private Ear, Nose, and Throat.
My name is Sam Shovel, Private Ear, Nose, and Throat. I just climbed down from the chandelier. I am a light sleeper. As I walked toward the desk, I saw a tall blonde go by my window. How did I know she was tall? My office is on the second floor. Minutes later, there was a knock on the door. I said, the door's open, and in she walked. Long blonde hair flowing down her back, none on her head. She had friendly eyes. One kept a watch out on the other. And her teeth were like stars. They came out at night. But she had what every man wanted, big arms and a hairy chest.
You have to find him,
she shouted. And then she pulled out a knife and came toward me. I could tell she was a cut-up. I reached in my desk drawer for my .44. It wasn't there, so I pulled my .22 and shot her twice. As she expired, she said,
Give him this.
She handed me an envelope. I took the money out and determined I would give the man the envelope if I ever found him. His name was Boudreaux, and he lived in Louisiana. I traced him to a small bayou in the west part of Louisiana where hardly anybody lived, called Bayou Seth. Evidently, he'd gone to Baton Rouge. I checked and found out there was a train that went daily from that small bayou down to Baton Rouge. I called the station and asked, when is the next train leaving?
Well, that train, she leave prompt at 4:30, but you better be there by 4, yeah.
I got to the station a little before 4, and there was the train just leaving. I ran in and said, you said the train wouldn't leave till 4:30.
Oh, that's not your train, yeah. That yesterday train. Your train be here soon pretty quick, yeah.
I thought, boy, that's a slow train if I ever saw one. Several hours went by, and the manager shouted,
hey, mister, here come your train, yeah.
How can you tell?
I recognize the engineer's dog coming down the track.
The dog is beating the train. That's got to be the slowest train ever. Anyhow, I got on and we headed to Baton Rouge. After a few minutes, we came to a complete stop.
Ticket, please.
Mr. Conductor, why are we stopping?
Oh, there's some cow on the track there, Sheriff. They'll be gone pretty quick soon, yeah?
Well, in a few minutes, we started up again. But not long afterwards, we stopped again. Now why are we stopping?
We caught up to them cows.
That's got to be a slow, slow train. At any rate, we started again, and we went about 10 or 15 minutes going fast. And then we stopped again. What are we doing now? Why are we stopping
this
time?
There's a lady up there in the next car. She's having a baby. We got to do something about that.
Why would a pregnant woman get on this train?
She wasn't pregnant when she got on the train.
This has got to be the slowest train ever. I call it M-slow. And I vow I will never ride it again. Never found Boudreaux either, but that's another story. I'm Sam Shovel, Privateer Nose and Throat.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program of music.
All right, let's continue our swing into spring with the MSU Jazz Orchestra. Canadian bandleader Rob McConnell was known for his beautiful arrangements. And here is one of them, Darn That Dream, which features trombonist Shea Pierce and guitarist Tyler Birch, along with pianist Eric Obermeyer, Brady Powell of Murray on flugelhorn, and the reed section doubling on everything from flute to bass clarinet. It's Darn That Dream, arranged by Rob McConnell. Murray State University Jazz Orchestra and Darn That Dream. This is WKMS FM 91.3, HD 1 and 2 Murray, WKMD 90.9 FM, HD 1 and 2 Madisonville, and WKMT 89.5 FM Fulton. We are Murray State University's NPR station. For the last hour and a half, you've been hearing Swing into Spring from beautiful and historic Lovett Auditorium, featuring the Murray State University Jazz Ensembles under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill. Let's have a big hand for all of the student musicians, along with our entertainers, Robert Valentine and Robert McGahee, recording engineer Justin Patton and his crew, in addition to all of the engineers and producers at WKMS, plus Wesley Hughes and the personnel here in Lovett Auditorium. We'll head out with another tune by the late Rob McConnell. It's an arrangement of a standard tune back in 1980 for his big band jazz album with the Boss Brass. Tonight, the Murray State Jazz Orchestra closes our program with Just Friends, featuring Tyler Birch on guitar, Shea Pierce on trombone, Dave Crippen on tenor, Taylor Grady on alto, and a trombone section which features Not for the Faint of Heart. Here's music. Maestro, please.
This is a test of the emergency jazz broadcast protocol. This has been a test of the emergency jazz broadcast protocol. If this had been a real emergency, we would have been out of here in a bar about 5 minutes ago, I think.
Thank you.